big views, big properties, expansive wine cellars, architectural cred and infinity pools dripping down to the waterfront. Those are just some of the sought-after boxes to be checked among the North Shore's most luxurious mansions. This year, 100 of the top 500 assessments in the province are on the North Shore, and over half of them on the waterfront in West Vancouver. 15 of the top 100 assessed properties are in West Vancouver this year, with neighborhoods like Bellevue Avenue's Golden Mile, Irwin Drive and Radcliffe Avenue, sharing space on the list with homes in Vancouver's Point Grey Road and Belmont Avenue. The West Vancouver neighborhoods of the uber-rich are home to tech entrepreneurs, investment fund managers and people like mining and entertainment executive and philanthropist Frank Giustra, who has hosted former U.S. President Bill Clinton, said West Vancouver real estate agent Calvin Lindbergh of Angel Hasman & Associates. Homes designed by architectural icon Russell Hollingsworth tend to make the list, as do properties with expansive waterfront views and massive mansions, tennis courts and pools. Big homes are a thing of the past, said Lindbergh. So existing ones will increase in value. 3330 Radcliffe Avenue. West Vancouver. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. Hollingsworth designed waterfront mansions' top assessment roles. Most of the top-ranked properties are ones regularly appear on the list. Topping the list once again is a 5-bedroom, 6-bathroom mansion on the West Bay waterfront in West Vancouver, custom designed by architect Russell Hollingsworth on a large property at 3330 Radcliffe Avenue, valued this year at just under $34.4 million. That's up about 3% over last year's assessment of $33.2 million, but still just shy of the stratospheric value of more than $35 million which the property reached in 2017. Its lowest value in the past 5 years was in 2020, when the property was assessed at a mere $26.5 million. The second highest assessment was another West Vancouver Hollingsworth-designed Dunderave waterfront mansion. The 3-bedroom, 7-bathroom 9,000-square-foot home, on a large property at 2588 Bellevue Avenue, was valued at more than $27.8 million this year, down slightly about 3% from its $28.73 million value last year. That property's highest value topped out at $30.92 million during the real estate gold rush 6 years ago and fell as low as $21.58 million during the pandemic in 2021. A Chartwell mansion at 1690 Marlowe Place in the British Properties, another familiar address in the top assessment list, was third highest this year with a value of over $27.05 million. Down just slightly from last year's $27.05 million assessment. Directly across the street, the neighboring mansion at 1669 Marlowe Place also made the list of highest assessed properties, coming in at number 7 this year, with an assessment of just under $22.8 million. 1669 Marlowe. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. West Bay neighborhood sought after. Rounding out the top 10 highest assessments were similar neighboring homes in West Bay or similar neighborhoods, valued at between $22 million and $26 million. There's only so much waterfront, Lindbergh said, and those with means want their piece of it. In the number 4 spot was a $26.2 million home at 3378 Radcliffe Avenue. The 6-bedroom, 7-bathroom modernist masterpiece of over 7,500 square feet was architecturally designed by Lamoureux Architects and Paul Sangha Landscape Architects and built over 2 former lots in 2014. Its property value shot up almost 50% in 1 year after it sold for $32.8 million in a private sale. Number 5 was another West Bay waterfront mansion. The 6-bedroom, 9-bathroom home on a massive lot at 130 Oxley Street was assessed at $24.4 million. The 6th highest assessment was a 5-bedroom, 7-bathroom home of approximately 14,000 square feet that occupies a huge lot on the West Bay waterfront at 3110 Travers Avenue, assessed at just under $24 million. This home at 3350 Radcliffe was assessed at just under $22.5 million. BC Assessment A third home on the exclusive Radcliffe Avenue, at 3,350 Radcliffe, was the eighth highest assessment, valued at just shy of $22.5 million. The colonial-style 8-bedroom 10-bathroom home of approximately 10,000 square feet built on a 0.62-acre lot in 2002. This West Vancouver luxury home at 5,365 Seaside Place sold for $22.7 million at the end of August 2021. Courtesy of Malcolm Hasman, Angel Hasman & Associates Realty Limited. The property ranked number 7 on the list of highest assessments was a modern 8,800-square-foot waterfront home at 5,365 Seaside Place in Caulfield, assessed at just over $22 million. Situated on a private, gated peninsula and boasting an infinity pool, outdoor spa and boathouse, the 4-bedroom, 7-bathroom home was sold for $22.7 million in 2021 by Malcolm Hasman at Angel Hasman & Associates Realty Limited, which was the highest sale that year. 4343 Irwin Drive, West Vancouver. Mike Wakefield, North Shore Noosa Waterfront 4-bedroom, 7-bathroom property at 4,343 Irwin. Doctor was number 10 this year with an assessment of just under $22 million. It last sold in March 2020 for $19 million. 2250 Indian River Cress is the top assessment in North Vancouver. Mike Wakefield, North Shore News. Secluded forest compound tops North Van assessments in the District of North Vancouver. The top North Vancouver assessment continued to be a secluded 14-acre compound in the woods above Deep Cove, at 2250 Indian River Crescent, assessed at $15.8 million, up just shy of 2% from last year. The property includes a 9,000-square-foot custom West Coast home as well as a pond and Japanese-inspired garden, although much of its property value is in its subdivision potential. All North Vancouver's other top assessed properties continue to be found in a neighborhood on the Dollarton waterfront ranging in value from $11.8 million to $14.6 million. The second and third top assessments were neighbors within a block of each other on Beachview Drive. A 6-bedroom, 6-bathroom home at 754 Beachview Drive, valued at just under $14.6 million, occupied the number 2 spot. The value of the deluxe 8,850-square-foot 6-bedroom home was up 16% over last year after it sold in September 2022 for $14.9 million. Features of the oceanfront mansion include an infinity pool, 10-person hot tub, golf putting green, dock with boat lift, 4 jet ski slip and private ramp. Inside features double-height ceilings, Miele appliances, movie theater, billiard area, gym, sauna, steam room and wine room. The third highest assessment in the District of North Vancouver was on the same street, less than a block away, a 10-bedroom, 14-bathroom 14,000-square-foot mansion on 0.6 of an acre of waterfront at 828 Beachview Drive. It was assessed at just over $13.96 million. A home at 754 Beachview Drive in North Vancouver was assessed at $14.6 million. Zeal T. C.A. High-rise Havens top valued in City of North Van. All the City of North Vancouver's top 10 assessments were once again waterfront condominiums, ranging in assessed value from $4.9 million to $9 million. The top assessment in the city was a penthouse suite in a waterfront condominium tower at 1301 to 199 Victory Ship Way, assessed at $8.99 million, down from its $10.4 million assessment last year. 8 of the top assessed condos were in a neighboring building at 175 Victory Ship Way. The second highest assessment was close by, at 901 to 185 Victory Ship Way, assessed at just under $6.6 million. The third highest assessment in the city, a 3,000-square-foot sub-penthouse at 905 to 175 Victory Ship Way, was also the top sale in the City of North Vancouver in 2021. Going for $5.8 million in February 2021. It is currently assessed at $5.15 million. Jay Sade at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.